Chapter 2. Nature of the Beast. Why You Can't Speak Fluent English. Allow me to introduce mind chatter and translation mode, your biggest enemies. Building huge English vocabulary? Maybe it's not such a bright idea after all. Find out how it can do more harm than good if done the wrong way. You've done all sorts of things to improve your English fluency, but the issue is still there. The fluency keeps on avoiding you. Sometimes you feel like you've got it just to realize it's gone the next day. It's good to analyze your mind and emotions sometimes, so no hard feelings if I remind you how miserable you feel when your mind blanks out in the middle of an English conversation, right? So here's what you would be experiencing when you have to speak English. You kind of know what you intend to say, but the first thing that comes to mind is a word from your native language. There are seemingly hundreds of English words floating and mixing in your head as you speak. It's the so-called mind chatter when your mind is in a state of anxiety, with lots of inner speech going on, which you have no control over. The effect on your speech is terrible. You start using wrong words and mispronounce them. You also start getting the grammar wrong. In the middle of a conversation, your mind blanks out and you're just feeling stuck in the moment forever. Does it all sound familiar? I'm afraid way too familiar. I constantly had mind chatter. Sometimes it would go away, and on those days my English would be better, much better. But usually it would be there, and it affected my speech to the extent I couldn't say the simplest sentences. Remember how I was trying to ask how much chicken cost in the supermarket? You see, if I didn't have the mind chatter, I would be able to ask the question just the way I wanted. But the problem arose because the way I formed the speech was unnatural in the first place. Important. Linking separate words together is one of the reasons why foreign English speakers have mind chatter while trying to speak English. After years of doing mostly written exercises, your brain has gotten used to forming English sentences on paper. You can pick up the right words, put them in the correct order, apply the correct grammar tense, and give it the final touch-up so that the resulting English sentence is perfect. In live speech, on the contrary, you haven't got time to do it all. The speech is supposed to happen instantly, with the sentences and phrases coming out of your mouth just as they appear in your mind. Once you can't really do it all, your brain is constantly under immense pressure to cope with the necessary output, live English speech. And the end result, mind chatter, is what you get as a result of your brain working in a paper English mode. In Chapter 5, I'll give you a few simple yet very effective methods to deal with mind chatter and other symptoms of the inability to speak English fluently, the 5-step formula. Let's say, for example, you're having a chat with your manager at work. He's explaining the new task that has to be completed by next Friday, entering a large number of product descriptions in a database. You have a question about some details and you want to ask him if the list he's showing you is going to come up under the drop-down menu or if you'll have to enter the details manually for every single product. If your English is fluent, your mind would create the question subconsciously. You wouldn't have to think. Okay, well, what is the first thing I'm going to ask him, and what's the second one? You just say the respective word chunks. Is this list going to come up under the drop-down menu? Do I have to enter the details manually for every single product? Those would be the phrases that you'd use quite a lot if you were a data entry operator working in a large retail chain. So, you wouldn't have to exert your mind at all to speak the sentence. All you'd have to do is just say it. The thinking and speaking process would happen simultaneously and effortlessly.